The idea of fusion power is being sold by its proponents as a replacement for coal-fired power stations. At a meeting of the nation's physicists today, the government will be asked to take part in an international project to create fusion power. ARC Future Fellow at the ANU, Dr. Matthew Hole, says Australia could invest as little as $20 million in the $19 billion project, which has investors from the likes of the EU, US, Russia, China and India. Michael Vincent reports.
Being built in the south of France, the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor has an ambitious goal. It wants to turn 50 megawatts of power into 500 megawatts, enough to keep the lights on in more than 100,000 homes. Dr. Matthew Hole.
I liken fusion to trying to light a fire when it's raining. It's quite difficult to get it blazing, but when you do get it blazing, you can stand back and watch the power come straight out. But you have to put in a fair amount of power to initiate the experiment.
Dr. Hole says the final demonstration power plant will hopefully provide a gigawatt of power, but that plant isn't expected to be built until 2040 or later.
We are talking lengthy timescales, but it should be put in context that the timescale for the development of a baseload power plant is at least 10 years, even based on existing technology. So big baseload power is not something you can turn on overnight. It takes time.
Its target is to replace coal.
If I look at the per unit reaction of coal, it produces around about 30 EV. In terms of electron volts as a measure of energy. If I react the DT reaction to produce helium and an energetic neutron, it produces 17.6 million electron volts of energy. You're talking about millions of times more power than coal.
Dr. Hole will today tell the 20th Australian Institute of Physics conference that the federal government should not only continue investing in local experiments, but to now begin investing in the French-based project.
We have a proposal that we will be putting forward to the Australian government soon, which could see an Australian sustainable activity in fusion for as little as $20 million.
Would Australia have access to the intellectual property? What would it actually gain?
Well, it's not clear that for a figure of $20 million it would have access to the intellectual property. It's largely going to be a function of dollar value that you put into it. So for the level that we're talking about, it's unlikely that we will get any significant allocation of the intellectual property. And indeed, that's not really what we're asking. What we're suggesting is that Australia needs to have a sustained capability into the future. Looking at it from the point of view of an intellectual capability is very narrow. One has to look at it in terms of how does one create new industries, how does one create new technology, how does one ultimately produce value-adding to Australian exports. And the way to do this is to participate intelligently in high-technology experiments and high-technology science.
ARC Future Fellow at the ANU, Dr. Matthew Hole, ending Michael Vincent's report.